Message number 875. They will soon use churches as places to trade in and profit from. Tuesday, August 13, 2013. My dearly beloved daughter, what misery will be felt by Catholics and Christians all over the world when they see how their churches and places of worship will be turned into places of entertainment. Many events will be held in churches which are meant to pay homage to me but which will insult my name. They will soon use churches as places to trade in and profit from. All of these things are to come, and for those who love me they will weep in great sorrow. How these poor souls will suffer as they will have to battle such blasphemies. The heresies forced down their throats will mean that little respect will be shown to such souls during the many practices and ceremonies which insult God. There will be singing, laughter, loud voices, and the recital of tales which have nothing to do with me. Yet all of these vile acts will be committed in my churches and before me. My daughter, heed now my promise. I will go to the ends of the earth to save every sinner. But so infested will souls become that no matter what I do for them, they will never accept my mercy even at the point of death, although they will know that hell awaits them. Therefore you must accept that souls will be lost to me because their wickedness is so ingrained within their souls that no intervention will separate them from the beast. What I must tell you is this. Do not allow those who are infested by the evil one to take you away from me through their lies. When you accept lies dictated to you by those who do not honor me, you will weaken your faith, even if it is just one in one aspect relating to my teachings. If you give in to just one demand designed to change your interpretation of what I have told you, this will mean that you will be allowing the evil one to tempt you more forcibly to turn away from me. Cover your ears with your hands when the blasphemies spill forth from the mouth of the beast. Accept nothing at all which will betray my sacraments or my teachings. Turn the other way and follow me, because when all these things come to pass there will be only one path you can walk. This is my path, the path of truth. Only the whole truth is acceptable. Half a truth means that it becomes a lie. Your Jesus.